Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to In All Honesty, the podcast where we get real about life and all the problems that come with it. I'm Michelle Ellman and I'm a 5 board accredited life coach, public speaker, author of The Joy of Being Selfish and Am I Ugly? And I'm passionate about teaching people how to communicate, heal the wounds from the past, feel your feelings, and ultimately giving you the tools you need to change your own life. This is the space where you get your personal development needs met, and we talk about all things growth, self-awareness, and communication with complexity and nuance. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, then stick around, because I think you're going to like it here. Welcome back to another episode. Today we are going to be talking about all things New Year, even though New Year's, I'm usually asleep by midnight. And as tomorrow is New Year's Eve, I want to take a moment and suggest that this is the perfect time to look back on the last year, the year of 2021, and assess it so that you can take all of your life lessons into 2022. And it's the perfect time for a little bit of a review, evaluation, time to pause, take a moment, look at the lessons you've gathered, and also just generally be proud of yourself. Because I think now that we've come out of lockdowns and all of that time in the pandemic where everyone said, oh, it gave me so much time to slow down and evaluate. Well, it's really funny how quickly once we stopped locking down, and I'm not going to say the pandemic is over because it's not, but we've definitely all been acting like the pandemic is over, at least over here in England. And it's funny how we all rushed back to life and all of those moments to pause and reflect disappeared quite quickly. So make some time today or tomorrow, even on New Year's to be honest, where you take a pen and paper and you actually write down all the good things that happened this year, all the things you want to remember, all the things you're proud of. And you might say to me, oh, well, I'll remember all these things because they're good things. You might think you remember all of these things, but I've done this every year for maybe the last 4 years. And sometimes when I go back and read my yearly review, because I do keep them, I remember so many more things. And I remember how much my life changes in a year. There's this saying, but I'm going to butcher it, about how we overestimate how much can be done in a day, but underestimate how much we can do in a year. And it's definitely that moment every year. And I started doing these after my life coach, Michelle Zelli, suggested it. And it's now become a really nice tradition. And as much as I love New Year's, the actual New Year's Eve and the actual midnight, I don't really place a lot of importance on. I am usually with my family in Hong Kong. And thanks to COVID, I won't be this year. But a lot of the time, the reason why I'm asleep before midnight is because, well, for the last 2 years, I had a really rubbish Christmas with some really bad news. But also, especially when I'm in Thailand with my family, I actually get really into the routine of really early mornings and really early nights. And then this expectation that suddenly on one day I'm going to be able to stay up till midnight. There are some really funny photos from midnight on New Year's Eve every year of me passed out on some sofa somewhere because I never make it. And whilst I do believe New Year's Eve and New Year's is an arbitrary date, it's just an excuse to be able to take some time and hit the reset button and have a fresh start, especially because I think we all need one this year. I think we needed one last year, and 2021 was not the refresh or the fresh start we all thought we were gonna get. And so let's try again for 2022. And whilst I don't think COVID is disappearing anytime soon, I think we're getting closer and closer to normalcy, and hopefully that continues. So what I write in my review isn't just the proudest moments of the year, but also what I want to learn from this year. And so I don't phrase it as a negative, and I see it as a positive way of phrasing situations that happened this year as learning opportunities. So what lessons did you learn this year? And then also having an active question around something like, how am I going to act differently in the new year? How am I going to allow myself to achieve my dreams? What specific things do I need to do in order to achieve those dreams, and also setting those goals? So I don't believe in setting New Year's resolutions, but I do believe in setting goals. And the reason why I differentiate between the two is New Year's resolutions end up being these like really lofty, undefined things. And it's sometimes really high pressure to put a goal that's meant to last all year long. And the only time I've actually done it was last year, but I actually completely forgot that I set only 3 goals last year, but 3 massive goals. And I achieved 2 out of 3, which if you told me in January that would happen, she would not believe you. One was a relatively easy goal to accomplish, but one of them was mind-blowingly difficult and is still difficult, but I've achieved it. And the reason why I differentiate it is because with goals, you can reevaluate that throughout the year. So it's not setting one goal on New Year's and then not thinking about it for the whole year, but also your goals change, and 365 days is a really long time. And sometimes the goal you set in January is something that you don't want in March. And so you're just achieving it for the sake of achieving it. And there's also a pass-fail mentality that happens with New Year's resolutions. So it'll be something like, I'll drink 8 glasses of water every day this year. And then on day 4, you don't do it. And then you go, oh, well, that's my New Year's resolution out the window. And then you don't do it for the rest of the year. Rather than seeing it as a goal of increasing the water you drink or whatever it is. And so you don't have this pass-fail mentality because you're always striving towards it. And it's a goal and something you can continue to try to achieve throughout the year. And it's not like the first moment of failure, you're going to give up, or you're going to even define it as failure. Because when I don't achieve my goal one day, I don't define it as failure. I just remind myself to do it the next day.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's also a difference between New Year's resolutions and goals in the fact that goals are more specific. So you don't have to define how you're going to achieve something, but I do think you need to be as specific as you can. So if you have a money goal, put an actual number to it. If you want a boyfriend in the next year, actually describe the kind of person you want. And that doesn't mean the person you get is going to be exactly how you described, but saying you just want a boyfriend and setting that as like a New Year's resolution, well, that's not going to end well because you don't want any boyfriend. And that cliche of be careful of what you wish for. So when you wish for something, when you set a goal and you set out to achieve it, be specific, because otherwise what you might get in return is not what you asked for. If you follow me long enough, you know I do believe in manifesting, with the caveat that of course there are misguided messages around manifesting, and I'll make a podcast episode on it to explain my view on manifesting. But I actually think one of the greatest tools of manifesting is the fact that it makes you or forces you to get really specific about what you want and actually ask yourself questions which you normally wouldn't ask yourself. My version of manifesting isn't about writing down a certain amount of things. It's about actually being able to envisage it and actually feeling it inside your body. So if your goal is you want to be on TV, actually feeling what it would be like to be on TV. How would you act if you were a person who goes on TV regularly? All of those things makes you get really specific. And if you can feel all of that in your body and also address all the blocks that might come up, like if you're actually imagining you being on TV for the first time and the first thing you feel is, oh, I'm going to mess up my words, I'm going to feel fear, then you can actually feel those obstacles or those things that are going to block your consciousness from actually wanting to achieve it. You can feel all of those things, get those roadblocks out of the way so that when you actually imagine you being on TV, you sitting there, you talking to the host, or you being the host, whatever your dream is, then you are ready and prepared for when your goal happens. And when I say I want you to sit down and make some time to do a yearly review at some point, today, tomorrow, or the day after, I'm talking literally with a pen and paper. I don't want you doing this in your head. Pen and paper is really crucial to this because pen and paper makes you spend longer on it. You actually dedicate it to your mind and you embed it in your neurology, because when it's just a fleeting thought, it will disappear. You'll forget what goals you made. You'll make goals and then you'll forget about them. And as I said, it gives you a good thing to look back on. And every time I do my next yearly review, I actually read my last one as a way of reflecting as well. And so this week's episode is an action orientated episode. So go take some action and make a change so you start the year in a very positive way, with optimistic goals for you to get excited about the next year. And that's also another reason why I love setting goals. It gets me excited about the future. It gets me focused on the future. And sometimes we get stuck in our heads. We start thinking about the past nonstop. Giving ourselves something else to think about, to focus on great goals that excite us, creates all of this energy and gives us momentum to be excited when we wake up in the morning. And I think that's what we all want to feel, being able to get out of bed every morning and love our life and get excited about our life. And so that's it for me this year, and I'll speak to you in the new year. Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world if you could leave a review wherever you are listening to this or share it on social media and tag me in it so I can share it too. Come find me at Scarred Not Scared on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. We do fun things on there like Q&A Mondays, and on Fridays we celebrate your boundary wins. There's a whole community of people who want to grow and heal, and we are waiting to welcome you whenever you are ready. In the meantime, make sure to feel your feelings, set some boundaries, communicate in the way you want to be communicated with, ask for what you need, and I know sometimes you forget, but someone loves you, and I will speak to you next time. Bye!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.